Gil's Hester Perik Beis Pusik Tes. So Esther, who is fine-featured, shapely, beautiful, not for us to say that that's her primary character, that all she's based on is appearances, but rather that's what drew the attention of the king's messengers who were going out to find all the beautiful young women. She had a fine character as well, but that wasn't really their concern. And yet, we see that her beauty, inner and outer, have a tremendous impact on people around her. Pasuk Tes, Vatitav Hanarov Ve'inov Vatisa Chesed Lefanov. And the young woman pleased him. Hey, guy, the keeper of the harem. He found her to be a tremendously positive, attractive, magnetic person. Vatisa Chesed Lefanov. And she carried kindness with her. So it's the inner character of the woman that's going to appeal to a eunuch who doesn't have the normal male urges the same way. And he hastened to her. He brought her quickly all of her ointments, all of the makeup, and her meals to give to her, or her gifts to give to her. And also the seven special maids that were sent to her from the palace. And he transferred her and her maids to the best quarters in the harem. So she's found favor in Haggai's eyes. And it's interesting, she doesn't have to impress Haggai. Erica Brown points out that a king who craves universal approval would likely be moved to select a woman already considered excellent in the eyes of others. Ahasuerus is very easily malleable, she calls him. That if there's other people who approve of Esther, that's going to weigh heavily with him when he's looking. And it's not just that she is beautiful. It's also that she's obedient. And that obedience is demonstrated in Pasuk Yud, although Ahasuerus knows nothing about it. Esther did not tell anybody about her nation, where she comes from, or her born kin, her family. Mordechai had instructed her not to tell. Because a part of the Hester Panim is also for Esther to guard the secret very carefully that she is in fact Jewish. And in fact, it's going to be, according to some counts, 9 years that she's going to keep that secret before the story of Haman is going to erupt into great danger for the Jewish people. Mordechai is going to tell her directly in Perek Hey, Vav, that you only rose up to the throne so you'd be instrumental to save Klal Yisrael. So keep your relationship to Mordechai secret, keep your relationship to the Jewish people secret, keep your religion secretly. That's why she has seven maids. The Gemara tells us that way she could keep Shabbos. When she's in the harem, far from clocks and any sense of time, and we're going to see these girls spend months being pampered and primped, they lose track of who they are and when they got there. But Esther does not, and uses her conditions and her freedoms as a way to be even a better Jew than she already was. And each day, Mordechai would walk about in front of the court of the harem, not inside, of course, that's a penalty of death, but he would make sure he stayed close by to find out about Esther's well-being and what would become of her. He knows something big is happening. He doesn't know exactly what. There's a tradition that Mordechai is one of the Nevi'im, Malachi. So maybe he's got a little more insight in Ruach HaKodesh than the average person does. But he has to see the story unfold the same way we all do as we see what's about to happen. Is she going to be punished? The Malbim says. Is she going to be chased away or divorced? Is she going to remain with the king as part of the divine plan of what's to come? And so we hear a description about how the days went by for the girls in the harem. Now, when each girl's turn arrived to come to King Ahasuerus, miketz hayosla chedos hanoshim shneimasar chodesh. To the manner, according to the manner, they were treated according to the manner for the women for 12 months. So there was a procedure. There was a preparation. Kichenim leuyimei merukehen. Because that was the length of their anointing that was going to take place. You got to exfoliate. Shisha chadashim b'shemen hamor. 6 months with oil of myrrh, which smells fantastic and which is good for the skin. 6 months of that treatment. B'shisha chadashim b'abesamim. And 6 months with perfumes. U'v'samrukei hanashim. And with the feminine cosmetics that the women were accustomed to using. And they would do this in the harem, preparing to be brought before the king. Also, he wanted to make sure there were no diseases, so the Menos HaLevi, one sefer on Megillas Esther, says that he waited out until they were finished with the quarantine. So it's not arbitrary, it's just this is when it's going to have the desired effect, to be the perfect woman for King Ahasuerus. That's what he has in mind.